Listen and Live Audio presents the Darwin Awards 3, Survival of the Fittest, by Wendy Northcutt. Read by Christopher Graybill, Patrick Lawler, and Julie Schaller. The Darwin Awards, defined. Darwin Awards are bestowed upon individuals who improve our gene pool by removing themselves from it in a spectacularly stupid manner. They involve themselves in situations that a person with even a modicum of common sense would avoid, and their subsequent and predictable demise removes a set of judgment-impaired genes from circulation, thereby ensuring the long-term survival of the human race, which now contains one less idiot. Every time a Darwin Award winner eradicates himself or occasionally herself from the population, we can breathe a sigh of relief, knowing that our descendants won't have to deal with, or breed with, the descendants of this mental midget, who lacks the ability to survive his own appallingly ill-conceived ideas. Of necessity, this honor is awarded posthumously, except in rare instances where a nominee eliminates only his ability to reproduce. These stories are not mere tragic accidents. They are astonishing misapplications of judgment of such magnitude that the observer can only shake his head ruefully at the poetic justice dished out by fate to a deserving recipient. The rules. Now that the concept of the Darwin Awards has been explained, a discussion of the rules will not only elucidate